Welcome to A.T. Stewart & Sons Ministries. It's my joy today to introduce to you my oldest son, Jesse Stewart, who is joining me in this ministry. He is the college pastor at First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, Alabama, serving Jacksonville State University. So let's listen to God's Word together.
So one afternoon when I was in grad school, my wife and I were traveling from Georgia back to our home in Kentucky. And on our way, we went through this small town where a friend of mine who I went to school with once lived. And my friend used to rave about a restaurant in this town called Cookout, a place like many of you I've been to many times now, but at that point I never had. And the reason he used to rave about this restaurant so much is because of all the different milkshake options that they had, which is no surprise if you've been to Cookout, right? Because they have 40 different milkshakes that you can choose from. Stuff like chia cobbler or watermelon or even peanut butter fudge. So many different options that they allow. And so for me, somebody passing through this town, I thought this would be a great opportunity to stop at this place and check out the hype because I love sweets. And I thought it'd be amazing to go to a place where I could have a milkshake that I never had before. And so my wife and I get out of the car and we go inside. But when we do, things didn't go the way that I had planned. Because as I stood there and the person asked me what kind of milkshake I wanted, I froze. I mean, out of all the options that were there, I didn't know which one to choose from. And so I found myself just staring at the screen. And as I did, I felt like I was making the hardest decision of my life. And as the pressure continued to build for me to choose something, I found myself yelling out the most basic flavor on the menu, vanilla. And when I did, my wife looked at me and said, "Vanilla, are you sure?" Because my wife knows me. And she knows that never before have I ever chosen a vanilla milkshake anywhere that we've been together. And today didn't seem like a very good time for me to start, considering the fact there were literally 40 better options that I could have chosen from. But I said yes, and I got it. And so that day, when I walked out of Cookout for the first time, I left with something that I didn't expect to leave with. And that was not my wife's respect. And see, I know when the first time you guys went to Cookout, you didn't have the same experience that I had. But I do know that you guys can all relate to the experience and the emotion that I did feel on that day. Because on that day, I felt extremely overwhelmed. When I was sitting there looking at all the different possibilities, I didn't know which one to choose from. So I just became overwhelmed and I didn't know what to do. And I know you guys get this because I know there's been times in your life that you felt extremely overwhelmed. It probably wasn't when you were standing in line at Cookout, but it probably was the night before a big test. Or that week when you had 5 different assignments that were due. Or maybe when you got in a new relationship and things went a little bit too fast, a little bit too quick. See, we all know what it's like to feel overwhelmed. And when we are, there's always one thing that we want. And that's a sense of peace, right? The sense of peace that everything is going to turn out okay. But rarely do we find that peace, right? Especially in college. Where honestly, in college, it's just this place where we just feel like we should be overwhelmed just about all the time. So we kind of just embrace it and kind of just live our lives with it. But see, the thing is, that doesn't have to be the case. Because often what we don't realize is that there's a source behind why we feel overwhelmed. And my embarrassing story at Cookout actually helps us to see what that is. Because see, that day at Cookout, when I chose vanilla out of all the other options, the reason I did was actually quite simple. I didn't want to make the wrong choice. See, the reason I went with that was because as I stood there staring at all the different options, I didn't want to choose a flavor at this restaurant that has so much hype around it that I was just going to regret later as I was driving home. And so because I put all this unnecessary pressure on myself as I stared at that list of milkshakes, I found myself going with the safest option that I could think of, which was vanilla. So what that means is I didn't choose my milkshake that day because I necessarily wanted it. I chose vanilla because I didn't want to make a mistake. And so I became overwhelmed that afternoon at Cookout because I was afraid I was going to fail. And see, whenever we find ourselves feeling overwhelmed, it's because we're all wrestling with the same basic emotion. we're afraid of failure. I mean, just think about how true that is for you. Whenever you find yourself being overwhelmed about a test that you're going to take, or about too many assignments that you have due, or even in a relationship that's moving too fastly, the reason you feel that way is because you aren't confident that everything is going to turn out okay. You're afraid that you're not going to study enough, or you're not going to get everything done, or you're going to make the wrong choice. And then as a result, you're going to be stuck living with who you're not because of it. And so in this summer series called With Me, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this emotion that all of us can relate to. This idea of becoming overwhelmed because we're afraid of failure. And what we're going to do each week is we're going to talk about why we get so overwhelmed in college from several different angles. And we're going to allow Psalm 23 to help us do that. This famous Psalm of David, who, as we know from Scripture, is somebody who experienced some pretty difficult emotions throughout his life. And no doubt, as he was ruling as Israel's king, which I believe is when he wrote this psalm, he found himself being extremely overwhelmed because he was afraid that he was going to fail at this God-given responsibility to lead God's people. And so let's begin reading this popular psalm together to see how we can overcome being overwhelmed. So let's read verse 1 together. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need." So there's a very popular theme in this psalm that we see right here in the first verse. And it's the idea of God as being a shepherd. It's this image of God, our Father, being a shepherd. And as we know from David's background, this would have been a profession that he would have been very familiar with. As a shepherd himself, David would have known exactly what it was like to have a relationship with sheep. He would have known that so well. He would have known that as a shepherd, he was constantly needing to watch over his sheep, to nourish his sheep, to take care of his sheep, the way that we take care of a pet today that we love. So this would have been very easy for David to think through the lens of God, his Father, being a shepherd. But not only would it have been easy for David, also would have been very powerful. Because what this means is as David sat on his throne leading God's people, as David sat ruling over one of the greatest kingdoms that was around in this day, when he felt overwhelmed, he didn't have to be. Because David knew that God, his shepherd, was with him, watching over him in those moments where he felt completely alone, giving him spiritual nourishment and strength on those days where he didn't have any, and taking care of him to make sure that he had everything that he needed. In fact, isn't that what David is saying right here in this psalm? He's saying that he doesn't have to want because God, his shepherd, is with him. And so instead of being afraid, David can experience peace because he knows that God will give him everything that he needs. You see, what David is saying here in the first verse of this psalm is so important for us to hear because it hits right at the heart of why we so often get overwhelmed, at the angle that we're talking about today. You see, the reason we find ourselves so often getting overwhelmed is because we don't want to fall behind, right? We find ourselves at this with this pressure in our lives because we want to keep up with everybody else. Because one thing that I know from my own experience and also from conversations with you guys is when it comes to college, we all feel this pressure to keep up with the friends around us. And the reason we feel this way is because we're all pursuing after something. In fact, we're all pursuing after mainly the same thing. I mean, you and all your friends around you, what you guys are pursuing after is to graduate in 4 years, to be in a serious relationship when you do, and to either go to grad school or get this amazing job with the degree that you earned. That's what you're pursuing after. That's what you want. That is the life that you're trying to get. But what we realize is in our pursuit of our best life, so often things happen that we didn't plan. We end up having to switch majors a few times, so we end up taking longer to graduate. Or that grad school that we had planned to get into sends us a letter that says, "No thanks." Or that person that we expected to spend the rest of our lives with doesn't stick around. And so what happens because of that is we find ourselves sitting there feeling like we're falling behind feeling like we're failing compared to everybody else around us. And that's why it's so easy for us to become overwhelmed in college about school or relationships or just life in general, because we're trying to keep up with everybody else. We don't want to fall behind. We don't want to delay this great life that we're trying to get to. And so the reason we become overwhelmed is because we fear falling behind. We fear that we're going to do something to mess up or make a mistake that will keep us from getting this life that we want. Because we are afraid that if this does happen, if we get behind now, we're always going to be behind. We're afraid if we fall behind now, we'll never be able to catch up to everybody else. Because we all see college as this bridge to this better life. And so we don't want to get stuck on it, right? We don't want to get stuck on this bridge where everybody else makes it to the other side, where everybody else gets to where they want to go and they start living their best life, and we're stuck living a basic one. Nobody wants that to happen. And I know for some of you watching this video tonight, this is exactly how you feel. You feel like that you are failing. You feel like you have fallen behind in the pursuit of the life that you want, because you're still single, or you still don't have a degree, or you still have so many years that you feel like you've just wasted and you can't get those back. And so now, because you feel like you have fallen behind, you're never going to catch up, and that you're always going to be behind everybody else. But see, whether you feel like that's where you are tonight, whether you fear that's where you're going to be one day, what David says here is so comforting to all of us. Because David reminds us that we have everything that we need. See, so often we spend so much of our effort pursuing after this future life, right? Where we'll finally be happy, where we'll finally have a great job and a gorgeous spouse and a lot of money, because we think before we get this, our life can't be complete. And so we find ourselves chasing after this place because we feel like until we get there, we won't feel this way. We won't have this sense of completion. But the reality is that goes completely against what David says here, doesn't it? Because David reminds us, because your shepherd is always with you, you already have what you need. Because he's there watching over you, even when you don't see him. He's there in the moment each and every day, giving you spiritual nourishment, even when you don't feel him. And even if you find yourself falling behind, he is still there to take care of you because he loves you. And since you are his child, he wants to make sure that you have everything that you need every single day. And so what that means for you is, if you aren't in a relationship tonight, you don't need to be. What that means for you is, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, you don't need to know that right now. And if you find yourself feeling like you have fallen behind, you don't need to be ahead. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to become overwhelmed. Instead, you can say what David says here, that because the Lord is your shepherd, you have what you need. Everything you need in your life, you have right now, and your shepherd has made sure to give that to you. So don't think that you have to have a lot of money or a big house or a family before you can feel loved and accepted and have worth, because you don't have to. Instead, you can experience that right now. You can experience peace tonight because the Lord is your shepherd and you have what you want. But see, God isn't just here to give us what we want. What we see is God is also here in our lives to take us to where he wants us to go. And that's what we see in verse 2 and 3 of the psalm. Because David says, he lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. And he leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. And so as David continues to write, he talks about how the Lord his shepherd wants to take him to these certain places, which is interesting because this goes completely against everything that we've been talking about, right? I mean, we have spent this time talking about how we want to pursue after something, that we're chasing after this certain kind of life. But what we see here is that David isn't doing that. Because instead of pursuing, David is following. He's following his shepherd, allowing him to lead him to the places where he wants him to go. And that's what we're called to do as well. And as those who belong to our shepherd, our job is to allow him to lead us, to take us down the right paths where he's working in our life to make us look more like Jesus, even if that's at a place that we didn't expect to be. And we need him to lead us to this place of quiet waters where we can find rest and where we can be renewed. Because one thing I love about this phrase, quiet waters, is it can actually be translated waters of rest. And see, when you find yourself being overwhelmed, this is exactly where your Father wants to take you. He wants to take you to this place of peace where he's with you, where he can give you rest from all the stress that you're experiencing in your life. He wants to take you to this place where he can renew you and he can remind you of this very comforting reality that everything is going to turn out okay. Because even if you mess up, even if you fall behind, because your shepherd is with you, you can't fall behind his plan for your life. Because he is not only here that we see the care that the shepherd has for his sheep, but we see it even more clearly when God sent his Son to come down to this world. When Jesus became Emmanuel, which was God with us. And where he tells us in John chapter 10 that he came to lay down his life for his sheep as the good shepherd because they can have the best one. Where they can have a life where they don't have to be overwhelmed because their worth and acceptance isn't found in their success but his. In this life where we never have to be afraid of failure because as David says in another psalm, Psalm 138, God will fulfill his purpose for you, no matter what, period. No matter how far you fall behind, no matter how many times you mess up, no matter how many times you fail, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for you. And so what that means for us tonight is because you have been bought by the blood of your shepherd, you don't have to live with this pressure of trying to pursue after your best life, because the reality is you already have it. You already have it because your Savior died for you so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be loved, so that you could be accepted, so that you could have everything right now that your heart is longing for. You don't need a bunch of kids. You don't need a future job. You don't need a spouse in order to feel complete. Jesus did everything possible so that you could feel that right here and right now. And so tonight, you can have peace knowing that because the grave is empty, Jesus has given you everything that you need. And the life that you long for is a life that you can have. You just have to tap into this because you already have access to this because you have a good shepherd who is with you. And so whenever you find yourself being overwhelmed, whenever you find yourself being afraid because you feel like you're going to fall behind on this life that you're pursuing, you don't have to be. You don't have to fear. Instead, you can have peace in the arms of your shepherd. Because one thing that we see from this passage is that peace isn't a pursuit, it's a presence. Happiness doesn't come from reaching something in our life. It comes from realizing that our shepherd is with us and what we want, we already have. Your shepherd loves you. He is here every single day to give you what you need, to lead you to places of rest, and to do things for your good and for his glory. And so you don't have to be overwhelmed. You don't have to be stressed. You don't have to fear that you're going to fall behind, and because of that, you're going to have to live a basic life. Instead, you can rest in the fact that your Savior loves you, So as we wrap up tonight, here's my challenge for you. To stop pursuing. Stop pursuing after this life that you're trying to find. Instead, start resting. Start resting in the Savior who loves you. Start resting in the God who died for you. Start resting in the one who gives you what you need and leads you to the places where He wants you to go. Stop pursuing and start resting. Because peace isn't a pursuit. It's a presence. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to worship a Savior who is good, to worship a King who is mighty, and to have a God that loved us so much that He did everything possible so that every day we can have what we need. And so my prayer, God, is that we wouldn't become overwhelmed with life, but instead we'd find ourselves resting in the arms of our Shepherd. We find ourselves seeking Your presence. And that through that, Father, we look more like Jesus every single day. And in His name we pray. Amen.